Chapter 21. Why? Jake sat on the cloud in meditation as he regenerated his stamina and mana. Arrow of the Ambitious Hunter was as draining as it was powerful, and quite frankly, he wasn't even sure it would speed up his hunting speed if he used it on more regular enemies. Though, of course, Jake's definition of a regular enemy was one many levels above him. It had been a few days since he'd gotten Arrow of the Ambitious Hunter. Since then, he had gained a single level in his hunter class, but the largest gain was how familiar he now was with his new skill. He liked it a lot, but he felt like there was one more test needed. Thunder Rock, unknown. As always, the hawk sat with him. He knew it would leave soon, as it had been a while since it last did so, and that would be his time to strike. Hawkie, I am going to take this one alone. This is my fight, all right? He looked up at the hawk. It gave him a glance with doubt, unsure if the human could really handle the giant rock. The sentiment that D grades were far above E grades was heavily ingrained for everyone, beasts and humans alike. No creature or elemental on the cloud continent, not even those at level 99, dared get close to the D grades. But Jake wasn't just any random creature. He was someone who had stacked titles upon titles, gotten an excellent profession and above-average class designed to fight stronger foes. He had powerful skills beyond someone at his level and grade. He had felt like he could maybe fight it, even the first time he saw the rock. But now, he would try. He wouldn't earn any more class skills before 100, which was the evolution, and while he could grind up his profession, he shouldn't need it. The level of the Thunder Rock had to be below 110, based on how it felt. Weaker than the Indigo Mushroom by a fair bit, but with far more effective attacking methods for sure. It also appeared to be agility and intelligence focused, making it a good matchup for him. His scales were good against magic, and with it being not as robust, he believed he could weaken it substantially before the battle even began, especially with a well-placed arrow of the Ambitious Hunter. A few minutes later, Jake was in top condition as he flew towards another small cloud island and began summoning the arrow. He had believed Hawkie would leave, but it appeared to want to stay and watch from their old island. That was fine, too. Maybe Hawkie could help protect the platform, as Jake had moved away, hoping to leave it intact. Focusing on his target, he held out his hand, and the arrow began slowly emerging. It was his most expensive arrow so far, draining nearly 3,000 stamina and around 2,000 mana. More than a third of his stamina pool was instantly gone, but it was fine. With conviction, he prepared the rest of his equipment for the hunt, poisoning all of his arrows and even taking out his best hemotoxin for the first initial arrow. The ones in the quiver would be necrotic for maximum damage. When he was ready, he threw Hawkie one last glance as he turned towards the giant rock in the distance, a huge grin on his face. He bubbled with excitement when he felt Big Game Hunter come into effect, boosting him even further. He used everything, as they made up the elements that, in concert, made this hunt possible to even attempt. Big Game Hunter, Limit Break, Mark of the Ambitious Hunter, Infused Power Shot, Arrow of the Ambitious Hunter. Together, they synergized as he charged up the shot, his tough body allowing him to channel the power shot for longer, his high magical stats making both the Arrow of the Ambitious Hunter and Infused Power Shot stronger. The distance between Jake and the Thunder Rock was around 14 or 15 kilometers, but Jake had a clear view of everything. Breathing in, he felt his body tense up as he reached his limit. Without further ado, he released the giant arrow towards the airplane-sized D-grade beast. It flew ahead, its speed surpassing the speed of sound more than 10 times over. In 3 seconds, it reached the rock, which sensed it shortly before it arrived. It felt the threat the arrow posed and prepared a response, only to freeze. The eyes of a supreme predator were upon it. It failed to respond as the arrow pierced its stomach and left a huge wound, dispersing shortly after impact. It didn't manage to pierce through, but it had drilled more than 5 meters into the giant beast, doing incredible damage. This also confirmed Jake's theory that the beast was agility and intelligence focused over being durable. Good. The beast screeched in pain and released a shockwave of sound that hit Jake more than 10 kilometers away, making his clothes flap. but he didn't react, as he had already knocked the fourth arrow. Two were already in midair, heading towards the giant rock. The first hit, but the second and third were swiftly dodged. Luckily, the fourth struck as well. Each arrow little more than a needle on its large body, but the damage from each was not to be discounted. Poison seeped into its body as it prepared its counterattack, one that came quicker than Jake expected. A bolt of lightning struck the cloud island where he had just stood, blowing it up entirely with a tremendous boom. Jake had already jumped to avoid it, but the blast still sent him tumbling. He quickly stabilized with his wings as he returned fire. His arrows flew true and split into dozens midair. More small, needle-sized attacks hit the giant rock, making it shriek out in even more anger. It had begun flying towards him now, sending out torso-wide bolts of lightning aiming to roast him whole. Sadly, his near precognition from his instincts allowed him to dodge each one as he fired back arrow after arrow. The poison had been poured into the bottom of his quiver, making each newly conjured arrow instantly coated with liquid death. By now, the entire cloud continent appeared to be in an uproar. One of the two titans that dominated it was under attack and had even taken a heavy injury from the opening attack. Yet none of them dared to approach the fight. Even the stupid cloud elementals had something instinctive that made them back off. "Come on, this ain't all you have to offer," he thought, as he saw the massive wing beats take the gigantic beast closer to him. It was injured, but far from enough to bring it down. Even now, he could feel the poison within its body being eliminated at a fast pace. When it was only a few kilometers away, its entire body was enveloped by thunder as it sped up. "Here it comes." The entire cloud continent appeared to darken for a moment as the rock attacked. It sped up and appeared in front of Jake with speed surpassing his arrows by quite the margin. It stopped right before him as it, for the first time, laid its eyes upon its attacker. It delivered the most predictable kind of attack, pecking down as electricity revolved around its beak, indicating that it clearly used some skill. Jake flew back and dodged as the beam of lightning was released from the beak, blowing up a huge part of the cloud continent below them. "Feisty one, aren't ya?" With a chuckle, he avoided its follow-up attack, but instead of retreating, he closed in. A giant body isn't always an advantage. When he got close, lightning fired off its body into Jake, but it appeared to just cover the outside of the scales that now shielded his entire body. His dagger was already in his right hand and his sword in the left. He stabbed the sword into the bird while his venom fang got coated by dark mana between thrusts. He had poured far more mana into the descending dark fang than usual, and it was showing. The stab exploded with dark mana directed straight out of the dagger's tip, effectively extending it. Instead of his dagger only sinking in the length of its blade, it left a 2-meter-deep stab wound on the rock, making it screech out nearly as loudly as it had from the first infused power shot. Did I hit something important? Jake felt his danger sense spike. He quickly retreated from the rock, which released even more lightning than before, trying to get him off. It was enough to make him disengage, but the attack failed to harm him. Come on! The beast was now thoroughly enraged as it screeched towards the sky. Thunder from a clear sky above descended, and the entire beast began humming with power. It looked towards him as it opened its beak. Jake was already fully aware of what was to come. Moment? No, it isn't necessary. A thought he nearly came to regret, as the beast clearly wasn't done. Several feathers had been dropped by the bird, and were now floating gently through the air all around him. Each feather was as large as a two-handed sword. All of them suddenly quivered as electricity covered them, and they began flying towards Jake from all sides. Simultaneously, the beast prepared to release its massive lightning breath. Jake looked up at the beast as he felt the pressure mounting. Not enough. He moved and gazed upon the giant rock the moment it was about to release its attack. It froze for a moment, ruining the timing as Jake dodged and weaved away from every single giant feather coming for him. They had been aimed to keep him contained, but the follow-up attack being delayed had ruined it. Jake flew up and activated a rarely used part of the Wings of the Malefic Viper skill. Green veins on both wings appeared and began glowing as a mist-like substance was emitted. With a beat of his wings, he retreated from the blast while blowing a cloud of poison mist into the face of the bird. Just as he did this, the rock unfroze and released its attack. It had only been stopped for a few milliseconds, but in a fight like this, that was more than enough to change the momentum entirely. Not that the Thunder Rock had ever truly held the momentum. Jake had been dominant from start to end. Why? He retreated a bit more as he released another splitting arrow, causing a few more minor wounds. It fired more blasts of thunder, but he avoided them one by one. The feathers kept flying around in the air, reminding him a bit of the flying daggers from that stupid metal mage back in the tutorial. And like then, he easily dodged them as he showed off his prowess in air combat. Hawkey was still far faster and more agile than him, but the bird would already be long dead if they switched places. It didn't have Jake's danger sense, high perception, or incredible defenses, which allowed him to take a stray hit once in a while. Jake knew he had grown a lot stronger than his time in the tutorial, than his last time truly facing off against a D-grade. Yet, why is it so? He dodged another attack as he channeled a large bolt of dark mana. He shot a quick, infused power shot with it hanging overhead, making the rock try to dodge. It failed due to its large body. When it did so, he also released his bolt of dark mana into the face of the rock, obscuring its vision. Why is it so weak? The first time Jake had laid his eyes upon the Thunder Rock, he'd had a feeling he could take it. But at the same time, he hadn't wanted to be too arrogant. He hadn't wanted to get himself stupidly killed by facing a superior opponent. He knew he'd fucked up with the King of the Forest, and didn't want to repeat that. He repeatedly played the fight with the king in his head, comparing his current strength to the king, and finding himself coming up short every time. He'd been too weak, too slow, his body too feeble, and his mind and soul too fragile. He saw his defeat every time. Jake had thought of D-grades as nearly unapproachable enemies. The indigo mushroom didn't quite count, as he hadn't truly faced it, and it hadn't truly fought him either. In fact, it had only strengthened his perception of exactly how powerful D-grades were. A massive net of mushrooms where an entire biodome was its body, its whole being drilling who knew how far into the ground. It was just enormous, and what little attacks it had made had put him in quite the bind. But it's just a damn bird shooting lightning. As he saw its movements become slower, he began to realize it truly didn't have anything more to show him. The first attack had done tremendous damage to it, weakened it before the fight even began. The poison had kept piling up, and by now it was truly showing its worth as its body was covered with black spots that had decayed. Feathers fell out, not because the rock used them to attack, but because the flesh keeping them in place rotted away. The control of its attacks lessened, as Jake found it more comfortable and easier to counterattack. Is this it? Would there be no mask dropping from its face to reveal an incomprehensible attack? No golden claw that appeared to rip the world in two, forcing his moment of the primal hunter to activate, him wanting it to or not? Would there be no hidden card that would force him into a corner? From a logical standpoint, Jake understood. The Thunder Rock was far stronger than the Flare Crows and the Cloud Elementals. It was clearly a powerful beast that rightfully sat at the peak of this entire cloud continent. It didn't need anything else but what it already had to be a true blue D-grade. Jake's body was burnt, and he had many wounds covering his body, but he hadn't felt that. The feeling of walking the line between life and death, flirting with death and coming out superior. It was a superior foe, but not superior enough. Jake shook his head internally as he dodged another giant feather by just swaying his body slightly. In many ways, dodging in the air was easier than on the ground. Sure, attacks could come from all angles, but Jake could see attacks from any angle. When the Thunder Rock began retreating, Jake understood it truly didn't have anything more to offer. It was nearly dead, and even if it escaped, it was questionable if it had enough vital energy to purge the poison in its system. Jake just sighed as he charged another infused power shot for nearly a full 10 seconds. The rock had managed to get a good 5 kilometers away, but it was far from enough distance to escape him. Firing the arrow, he aimed for its left wing, which was already severely damaged. It tried to sway, but found itself frozen by gaze of the apex hunter once again, and the arrow hit it right in its joint. The giant beast fell to the cloud continent below like a crashing airliner, sliding across the clouds for hundreds of meters before stopping. Jake flew after it as he saw it try and get up. The cloud elementals and other beasts in the area still just looked on, none daring to approach. He landed on the massive beast and got shocked by its electricity, but his scales neutralized most of the damage. With one step mile, he stepped on its torso and appeared right below its neck. With a descending dark fang, he plunged his venom fang into it. With a dark mana extending the blade as he had before, he swiped it to the side, cutting a meter-deep gash in its neck and sending down a waterfall of blood. It was the final strike to end the D-grade beast's suffering. A mighty lord of the massive cloud continent slain by an E-grade human in a one-sided battle.